This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Imagine being so good at singing that Rita Ora picks you to be on her team. And then imagine you're so good that you win the whole competition. Well, our next guest doesn't have to imagine it. Lachie Gill just won The Voice Australia.
Lachie, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, we have to say a huge congratulations. You won The Voice. It happened in May. Have you finally allowed that to sink in, or do you still wake up and think it was a dream?
Yeah, sometimes if I think about it too much, I'm like, yeah, that's still really weird that happened. But no, I think I've like fit into the lifestyle of it now in terms of, you know, waking up and realizing that what I have to do is just be a musician today, which is so like, it's so surreal, but it's exactly what I wanted from the show, you know, to be able to call this a full-time thing, I guess.
Lachie, are you still in touch with Rita Ora? Do you still work with her?
I don't work with her, no. No, we sort of, like, we had a few messages after the show, but that was about it. And I sort of just went and did my own thing, you know, started writing and recording. And, I mean, if anything came up where I was like, I need your help, I'd reach out to her. But, you know, it hasn't got to that point.
It must feel really good. You know, you mentioned this was something that you always wanted to do. And now finally, you know, you have this platform where you can release your own music and you can literally wake up and be a musician every day. That must be such a cool experience.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I went away writing some songs with the Mac Brothers in Sydney and had a little Airbnb out in Avoca Beach. And it was just, I was like, what is this lifestyle? Just waking up, going to get my morning coffee and then going into the studio and writing songs. Like, it was just, it was the weirdest thing ever, but it was so much fun.
Lachie, let's chat about your new song, Sad Summer. When should we be listening to this track?
Look, you should, I don't know if I can promote drinking, but get a cold drink of whatever sort, go down to the beach and have a little speaker with you and play it while you're laying on the beach in a nice day. Maybe not if it's raining, but the sun's out, I'd suggest, yeah, playing the song. It's one of those, yeah, ones that, I mean, for me anyway, I play it and I just instantly sort of feel good. So that's the vibe of the song.
The song could also bring the sun, you know. If it's raining, you could just have the cold beverage and the song could be the sun.
Well, that's true. That is very true. You can just pretend the sun's out. 100%. Maybe close your eyes, put your headphones on and listen to it that way.
Love it. In the song, you mentioned Lana Del Rey quite a bit, and it's not in reference to you liking Lana, but someone else. But are you a fan of Lana?
I am. I've actually, I mean, because I wrote a song with her name in it, I thought I'd better listen to a little bit more of her music. So I listened to a few of her albums and I'm absolutely loving it. But no, beforehand, I obviously knew who she was and knew a few of her bigger songs. But now I've realised she was she still is an incredible songwriter and musician. So I've definitely become more of a fan since this song.
Lachie, you recently attended the Arias. How was that experience?
That was so much fun. Yeah, it was a bit hectic. The red carpet was crazy, just doing all these different things. There was a few different like activations and there was a magician there. It was a lot of fun. And just a cool crew, like and meeting, you know, a lot of people from Universal Music, from the label and just sort of catching up with everyone was so much fun.
I'm really glad that you specifically mentioned a magician because I love magic. Are you a fan of magic?
Well, that was the first time I've actually seen a magic in real life. I've seen it on the telly, but I was pretty impressed. Like I get annoyed with it though. I would get really frustrated. I'm like, well, I need to know how that just happened, and they obviously don't tell you, so then it just makes me angry.
Yeah, magician's code. They can't tell you, Lachie. It's illegal.
But it's one of those things that just like it stays on your mind for way too long. So maybe I won't see too much magic.
Fair enough.
Lockie, what's it like? You know, you won Voice Australia. You're releasing your songs. You've been to the Arias. I mean, it sounds like your life has completely changed over the past 12 months. What's it like in terms of coping with that change?
Yeah, it was definitely tough at the start. I mean, it was super exciting. So I think the excitement of it all sort of, you know, overweighed the kind of nerves and it can be a little bit of pressure comes with it, but it was more just exciting for me. You know, I was a school teacher and I was playing footy before all this happened, and now I'm, you know, full-time music. So it definitely is a massive change, but I'm absolutely loving it. And like just everything has seemed to fit into place. Everyone I'm working with, writing songs with, have just all been amazing. So I'm loving it.
Well, speaking of new experiences, you're playing MIMO Music Hall this Friday here in Melbourne. What are you most excited for that show?
Well, yeah, this is my very first time playing a headline show since winning The Voice. So it's one of those things I have been looking forward to for a long time. Even before the show, I always thought, you know, if there's a chance for me to do a headline show and play my own original music to people that want to come listen, like that was almost tip of the iceberg sort of like end goal sort of stuff. So I'm going to have to reevaluate
new my goals
and set some new ones because, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, having people that buy a ticket just to come see you and listen to your music, super excited for. I get to play, you know, some of the songs from the show, and I get to show people what they're in for the next, you know, however long. I've got lots of unreleased songs that I'm going to play on the night. So I'm super excited for it. And yeah, it's just good to get out there and meet all these people that have been asking me to play a show since The Voice finished. So finally I can actually play one in person.
Lockie, you mentioned you've got some unreleased songs. What's next for you? Are we going to hear some of these songs?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've got one ready to go, ready to go. So maybe after the crazy Christmas, New Year's period, there'll be another one, and then hopefully just one after the other. Yeah, I went away for 3 weeks all up with the Mac Brothers, and we you know, wrote probably 9 or 10 songs that were all, well, I'm quite biased, but I thought they were very good.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, exactly. We're sure they are.
Yeah, so I might need to show a few people to make sure that's true. but, yeah, hopefully it's just a constant, you know, stream of songs from here on out.
Well, Lockie, good luck with your headliner shows and also with the new music. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you heaps.
Lockie Gill, The Voice Australia winner from 2022, and the new track Sad Summer is out now. For more info, you can head to @LockieGillMusic on Instagram.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.